The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome aboard. We do welcome you to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is the Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is simple. We'd like to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you either start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you may be experiencing. From website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas, and affordable being the operative there, to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, concepts, ideas, resources, products that we have used or analyzed or tested to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas to help you gain the online competitive edge and grow your business and get you through those challenges. Today, we're going to be outlining effective marketing strategies for a dental practice. If you have any comments or questions, email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services, what is that? It is a unique and effective methodology that we use to successfully compete with your online marketing. In our monthly packages, we include everything from SEO, video SEO, video marketing, content marketing, social media, reputation management, and much, much more. We have found and created and perfected complete marketing packages that include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent and massive online presence within the major search engines. We also offer our services exclusively to your biz. We do everything exclusively, and we only will work for you. If needed, we will build you a state-of-the-art website complete with daily, weekly, monthly updates to ensure your content remains fresh and relevant to your intended audience or patient. You can reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on my marketing expert, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here. And really, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the purpose of this show is to help businesses overcome challenges, because businesses do encounter challenges no matter what your niche is. And, you know, we're offering freely tips and techniques and strategies that we've learned, come across, implemented, had success with, so that you can as well take that information and immediately apply it into your business, products or services, to really get ahead of the pack, get ahead of the competition, and really thrive in today's economy.
Right. I mean, we hear it time and time again. Dentists are looking to fill their waiting rooms with brand new smiling faces to fill their dental chairs. And it's very, very difficult with the amount of you know, competition out there, the level of online marketing, the competition for online marketing. So let's just boil it down for our dentists here today. So first off, Kyle, what's the number one thing they need to start with?
Well, we talked about it time and again, is that they need to start with a solid foundation, that foundation being an updated website. When you're talking about online marketing, that is, you know, your website is your hub. And if it's outdated, if it's antiquated, if the information's old, if the design is old, if the technologies of your website are old, all of that needs to be redone and updated. Otherwise, anything that's built on top of that is not going to have the same effect as it would if you had an updated website, which is the foundation of your online marketing, you know, of your online marketing approach. It always should be.
Right. And a lot of times that's getting an updated website. For the sake of the argument, Kyle, you and I both recommend that whether you're a dentist, plastic surgeon, car dealer, whatever, the fresh and relevant content needs to be there. Car dealers tend to be pretty proactive in terms of keeping their websites updated because they have to. Their inventories are constantly changing. But with a dental practice, they tend to build them and leave them. And, you know, if you're a dentist and you're listening, the last thing you would do is recommend that your patients brush their teeth and then check back in 10 years. It's much like good dental care. You've got to maintain it. And more often than not, we're running into dental practices that have websites that are in excess of 10 years old. Imagine a patient sitting down in your chair and they haven't brushed their teeth in 10 years. Not good. So you definitely need to. As a rule of thumb, I wouldn't say that you need to go to the dentist, or excuse me, you wouldn't need to rebuild your website twice a year like you do for the average dental exam and dental cleaning. But what you do want to do is think about updating your website at least every 12 to 18 months. So as a rule of thumb, if your website's older than that, you need to think about putting together a new website. We're happy to guide you with that and show you, you know, we pretty much put together a state-of-the-art website. We have a great team that can program these and build you a state-of-the-art website and have it up in about 3 weeks to a month, maybe a little bit less depending on what you need. Another thing, Kyle, that we run into all the time is dentists tend to market the wrong things. For example, everybody knows what a Chevy and a Ford and a Buick is. Not very many people are going to understand what a Therac treatment is. Dentists tend to focus in on the buzz names of what they're for, the actual search term that someone is most likely to type into the search engines. Can you talk a little bit about why it's important to target that as opposed to what you think is important, which is the actual procedures that you do, and the more technical name or the equipment name that you use to accomplish that?
Yeah, so, you know, like you brought up a good point where they tend to focus on the technical terms of what the procedures are, and the average person isn't going to know what those technical terms are. They're looking for, you know, they're looking for the more generic and general terms of what, you know, is widely known. And that's what they're going to be searching. So if you're putting a lot of focus, if your practice is putting a lot of focus on terms that are not widely known, we just did a website for a dentist, and one of the terms that he was using, what was it again, Marcia? It was something to do with fillings, but it was...
Caries.
Yeah, caries.
He was using, yeah.
Yeah, he was using the term caries, and most, and in the way the sentence was, you know, with the content that he sent over to us, with the way that it was spelled out, it sounded very off, but it was on. But to the average reader, to 90% of the readers out there, they're going to look at that thing and, oh, his website is off. I don't know what caries is. Well, caries is actually a cavity. And so it's important, instead of using the term caries, that we're targeting the term cavity, and that we're speaking to the you know, to your audience in general, and not just using specific technical terms that most people are not aware of.
Right, and unfortunately, you know, we've had dermatologists that are offering Picosure, I can't even remember the exact pronunciation of that, for laser rejuvenation. And most, if not all, of the general public is not going to understand what that piece of equipment is unless you're in the industry. So it's important to ensure that your website and your marketing reflects the search terms that people are most likely to type in, such as, you know, dental implants is a big buzzword right now. Dental implants really is a more updated, modern technique for dentures. But, you know, some of the older generation may still type in dentures. So you have to make sure that you cover each point of that to ensure that you're actually going to be targeting what people are actually going to be typing into the major search engines. One thing, I mean, on TV and radio, you might be able to use some of the more technical terms or the equipment names in that because you're going to then go on to an explanation. But online marketing is really where it's at. I mean, if you think about, even if your intended patient listens to a radio ad, watches a television ad, or reads a print ad, what, Kyle, will 99% of most consumers do before they take action?
They always turn to the internet. They always go to the internet secondly.
Yeah, so you have to make sure that your online presence is theirs, because they may hear an ad in their car driving to work one day and then type in dentist in Dayton, Ohio, and your competitors may come up, and they may end up clicking through their website, be wowed by their website, and call them instead of you, and you have now just paid to have that patient call your competitor. So it is very, very important to ensure that you come up with a comprehensive way to market your business. I know for us, Kyle, we have a very unique strategy that we use for not only dentists, but for eye doctors and plastic surgeons, and we kind of cover it all. And it's at a price point that every dentist can afford, and it's a long-term solution. We don't tie you to a long-term contract, but the effect of what we do is very long-term. And in a lot of cases, it can be extremely powerful and effective. And we invite you to, give us a call. You can reach us at 888-996-9697, and we can explain a little bit more in greater detail, specifically what we do. All right, Kyle, can you talk about social media and how it correlates to effective online marketing for dental practices?
Well, again, this goes back to having an updated website as well. A lot of what we've run into is people, they want to separate Facebook from their website, or Twitter from their website, or YouTube from their website, and treat them as though they're operating independently of each other, when really they're operating, they should be operating cohesively with one another. So again, it comes down to, if your website's out of date, if your Facebook page is out of date, if you're not putting out fresh, relevant content, it's going to be a huge negative reflection. If somebody finds you on they find your website and go through your Facebook fan page, and they find your, let's say your website is updated. You just did a brand new website, and it's fresh and relevant. And then they find you on Facebook, which happens more often than not, and they see that your Facebook page is outdated and old and antiquated. It's gonna leave a negative taste in their mouth. No pun intended, and it's going to, really have a negative effect on your dental practice, because they want to see a practice or any business for that matter that is updated across all social media avenues and is taking pride and is aware of their online presence across all social platforms.
Right. Yeah, so you have, an up-to-date website. Can you talk, obviously covered social media. Can you talk a little bit now about online reviews?
Well, online reviews are, again, this goes back to Facebook. And a lot, when you talk about online reviews, Facebook has, you're able to leave online reviews for that. Yelp as well. A lot of people look at Yelp, but you need to also look at Yelp as an extension of your website as well, and make sure that you have ownership of your Yelp page, because they're going to make a page for you whether you ask for it or not. And so if you don't have control of your Yelp page, it's important that you go to Yelp, find out where your page is at, and gain control of that. Because you can have people leaving refuse for you right now and not even know that they're doing that. And the same with Facebook. They can leave reviews and Facebook will create a page for your business and you didn't even ask for it and didn't even know it, that they were doing that, but they went ahead and did it anyways. And Google Plus is the same way. And so it's important that you grab control of these and that you verify yourself as the business owner. And that way, with positive or negative reviews, you're able to respond to those. If they're negative reviews, always respond with the attitude that the customer is right. You can't delete a negative review. You just can't delete them. They're out there and they're going to stay. Yelp, Facebook, they're not going to take them down. Same with Google Plus. When someone puts a review, it's there. And so it's important that you respond with the attitude that the customer is right, thanking them for their feedback and bringing, you know, whatever they were dissatisfied with to your attention, that you'll work on getting that fixed. And that way, when someone's reading those reviews or sees those reviews, they see that you're responsive as a business owner, and that you're taking to heart what your clients are wanting.
Absolutely. What else did we miss here, Kyle? We've talked about website, we've talked about reviews, we've talked about social media. What else do dental practices need to incorporate to ensure that everything you're doing is going to, have some legs with it, if you will, have some good foundation underneath it in terms of their marketing?
Well, they need to make sure that they're following what Google mandates. And that they mandate that they want content that is fresh and relevant and interactive, and that warrants a response from the from your client, meaning that they're taking some type of action, and that there's been nothing more effective than video that has proven to be more effective than getting your audience to react and to take an action. And so it's important that you're creating content that is engaging, and that content is video. That's something that we do. We work for several dentists and other industries as well, where we're creating engaging video content for them on a regular basis, and really using that to drive the rankings in the search engines as well as driving their clientele.
Absolutely. So you have to really understand the nuances of it. One of the things that we're running into a lot, though, Kyle, is that the marketing managers, you know, they get all this, but they don't really have the time to manage the marketing. They really need time to kind of manage it, if you will, manage the marketing as opposed to creating it. And there's just a lot that goes into it. For example, we run into a lot, people love the idea of using video marketing, but the one thing that they don't, or they constantly complain about, is they don't have the time to create the video marketing, which is, you know, in our case, we do everything from soup to nuts, so it's not an issue for us. But a lot of people have tried video marketing, and that's the chief complaint. They don't have the time. They don't know what to do with the videos once they create the videos. And a lot of people think that by putting a video on YouTube or onto their website is video marketing. Can you explain the difference between placing a video on YouTube or on your website and the difference between that and an actual marketed video?
Yeah, so just placing a video on YouTube is not going to warrant, or just placing it on YouTube or even on your website is not going to warrant any type of marketing. There's millions upon millions of hours of videos that are placed on YouTube on a constant basis, and so you've really got to know what you're doing with the video. And it comes all the way down to making sure that it's optimized in the production process, that it's optimized, that the content that you're working with is also optimized, that you're, you know, after the video is uploaded, that you're doing specific things with the video afterwards that's going to rank and boost that video up in the search engine. So just putting a video on YouTube or putting a video on your website is not going to do anything, or is not going to bring any type of result that you're looking for. It has to be something that what you're doing with that video is just as important as doing the video itself. And so just making a video is half of the equation. The other half is, you know, what you're doing with that video after it's been, as it's being produced and after it's been uploaded.
Right. Videos on your website are a great way to inform somebody who's already on your website. But that is not a marketing video. And just simply placing it on YouTube, it still has the same issue as your website. People, your intended audience, your intended new patient still needs to find your website. So there's a fundamental difference between that, and we're happy to, you know, schedule a consultation and explain in greater detail specifically what we do and why it's different than just putting up a video on YouTube. And that seems to be the biggest misconception that's out there. Well, again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marsha Hawkins, along with my co-host, Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found today's information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, a product or service, or you have useful information for our listeners, we'd love to talk with you. You can give us a call at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the most up-to-date, comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning. Until next time, I'm Marsha Hawkins. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.